The main difference between American and Korean styles of fried chicken comes down to the marinades. Popular ones here are soy sauce or garlic, but the quintessential Korean flavor is yangnyeom. Lee Sun-young, who runs a chicken and beer restaurant in my neighborhood, squeezes the sweet and spicy sauce over a batch of crispy tenders that he has just pulled out of the deep fryer. Unlike some other famous recipes, the ingredients for yangnyeom are no secret.
I usually just buy it, but it's made of sugar syrup, pepper paste, ketchup and paprika powder, and some other stuff.
There are around 50,000 chicken joints in South Korea. Most are franchises and deliver right to the customer's door via motorbike. It's not unusual for there to be dozens of these small restaurants in any residential area. Jung Eun-jung is author of a book on the history of Korea's chicken industry. She says chicken restaurants exploded onto the scene 20 years ago after the Asian financial crisis hurt Korea's economy.
A lot of middle-aged men were fired from their jobs, and many of them opened chicken franchises. So these restaurants became popular not because Koreans like eating fried chicken so much, but because suddenly there were just so many of these places around, and then Koreans started eating more chicken.
She explains there's a notion here that if you want to own your own business, you should open a restaurant, even if you have no experience in the food industry or you don't know how to cook. So entrepreneurs pay for culinary lessons at chicken academies run by the franchises. Shin Hyun-ho runs a school in Seoul. He teaches newcomers to the business how to cook as well as manage a franchise. He says it's a competitive industry, but it's still easy to be successful.
Everyone likes chicken, so there are plenty of customers. And the initial investment doesn't have to be that much. It's up to the new owner.
The low investment is what attracts many entrepreneurs into the chicken business. 3 years ago, Park Shik-hyung took out a 140,000 euro loan to open this restaurant. The 45-year-old already ran his own business, a sign-making company, but says he needed to earn more money to support his family.
I'm at an age when I need to earn more money so I can pay for my two kids' private education, to get them ready for a university. But running this kind of business was harder than I thought it would be.
Park's restaurant is one of about 50 chicken places in this neighborhood alone. And he says the competition, as well as the lackluster economy, is making it almost impossible to earn any money.
On average, in a month, I don't make any money at all. After paying back the loan, buying ingredients, paying my staff and paying rent, my profits are zero. Right now, nothing.
Author Jung Eun-jung says Park's situation is typical. Most franchise owners never make a profit. She says they can't close their restaurant either, because then they really lose everything.
Most chicken restaurant owners use their apartments as collateral when they take out a loan to open up their restaurants. So they also lose their homes when the business fails.
Jung estimates that each year, about half of all chicken restaurants in Korea go out of business. But that's not stopping new entrepreneurs from entering the market. And because of a lack of jobs or college graduates, restaurant owners are getting younger. Like 31-year-old Lee Sun-young, owner of My Neighborhood Chicken Joint. Lee says he knew how tough the chicken business was when he opened this place 6 months ago. He tells me there's even a phrase to describe the competition between restaurants.
We call it the chicken game. People lower their prices to be competitive, and that ends up putting them out of business.
Lee says business is so far pretty good. He's not playing the chicken game. Jason Strother, RFI, Seoul.